Hello and welcome to another socially isolated edition of the Full Force Newsburst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Chris War on COVID McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. I'm solo again to report on the news that D3 Go have announced two new features in their G.I. Joe War on Cobra mobile game. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this newsburst. Mobile game developer D3 Go have posted a press release outlining two new upcoming features in their addictive and fun time dump, G.I. Joe War on Cobra. The press release explained the Survival and Friends features, saying, "Survival is a new feature in G.I. Joe in which players take on consecutive challenges to earn rewards. The ease of the path, as well as the potential rewards, can be affected by the player's arsenal of cards, HQ, PvP progress, and more. Battles in survival mode are largely similar to those in the world map, but resource buildings are swapped for survival crates, and event currency is earned instead of the usual resources. The event uses branching pathways with battles locked behind certain requirements. Players also have a limited number of attempts during the event, so make every battle count." They went on to describe the additional Friends feature as well. "The Friends feature in G.I. Joe War on Cobra allows players to connect with one another while gaining benefits for doing so. The connection is not faction-specific, allowing players on both G.I. Joe and Cobra to connect with each other. Players will see an increased battle cargo capacity based on the number of friends they have, up to a maximum 100 friends. For every friend you add, you will also earn 50 Venom or Valor Alliance currency." The release included a chart to show the battle cargo capacity for each friend quantity and continued to say that they would be adding more benefits to the feature over time. "I'm personally enjoying the game so far, but I have hit a wall in the battle department. I can't upgrade my team fast enough. How are all of you getting on with it so far, and are you looking forward to these additional features? Hopefully you're all able to get some quality gaming in during this weird time, including all of you awesome essential workers out there. Much respect to everyone struggling to get through this. We will keep the content coming as a cruel and unusual punishment." That's it for this installment of the Full Force Newsburst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, me. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.